Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Friday. It is the 7th of May. No clever wordplay today, unfortunately. I kind of cashed it in the rest of the week, so I got nothing for you now. It is Friday, as I mentioned. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, because it is Friday, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, I guess the only thing we can say is maybe Friday the 7th be with you.
We could. I don't know if that gets us anywhere, but we could try it.
Yeah.
So, as always, Andrew's here on Friday for Security Friday. I'd like to thank Nate on Twitter for giving us a very clever title of Secure Your S Friday. I shan't elaborate because I don't want to have to edit the show. But if I could call it that, I totally would. If we were a more explicit podcast, it would also give us the benefit of getting to say more colorful things about Facebook. But anyway, we have a news bit right off the bat about data. This week in data leak. This week in data. I think we should just start with data because it's a breach. It's a leak. It's a, you know, whatever it is, it's not good. So this week in data.
Yeah, like this is a really long but interesting investigation that William Ralston did for Wired. It's like I said, it's long. We don't really have to get too deep into it just to say, you know, here's another breach that happened. So this one happened. It sounded like it happened late 2020, maybe October.
Okay.
And some of it was wrapping up in January. So this is a company called Vastaamo in Finland. They were one of the largest networks of private mental health providers, or they ran this big network.
Okay.
And they had this really serious data breach because they didn't anonymize their patient records. They didn't encrypt their data. It sounded like their data was behind a couple of firewalls and that's it. Mm-hmm. And so there was some kind of flaw in their systems that exposed their entire patient database to the open internet.
Oh, fabulous.
As the quote I shared says, not just email addresses and social security numbers, but the actual written notes that therapists had taken for patients.
Fabulous.
So this is a really nasty one because the hackers were using that really private information to try to get these victims to pay them like ransom in Bitcoin.
And I think the key word in this is that Vastaamo ran a network of mental health providers in Finland. So it's not just, I went to the doctor about this weird thing on my arm. Like, this is exactly the kind of stuff that gets you that is probably pretty successful as ransom fodder. So that's really not great. Yes.
Just real quick. Yeah. So it sounded like it did wrap up in January, and it sounds like Vastaamo is shut down, and I think they filed for bankruptcy.
I was going to say, are they out of business? Because that feels like the right answer. Jeez Louise. So yeah, spoiler alert, today is basically going to be all data news all the time because we have many things to tell you about your data. As I've said before, like, most of what we like to tell you about is the kind of stuff so that you can make informed decisions. So one of the ways you can do that is by using privacy labels unless they're not working.
Yes. So this next story is this examination from top 10 VPN.com. They were looking at other VPN apps in the App Store, and they found, so they looked at 49 of these VPNs, and they showed that a lot of them had inaccurate privacy labels, and some of them didn't have a label at all. Now, I went through this whole list, and I've never even heard of most of these. So in my opinion, I wouldn't say these VPNs are good to begin with.
Well, and they're probably all free, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Which is also...
A free VPN, in a lot of cases, isn't really good.
A free VPN is making money other ways. It's really all you need to know. Nobody gets into the VPN service out of the goodness of their heart. That's not a thing. So, a free... Now... paying for an account somewhere and getting a free app for your phone is a very different proposition, just so we're clear. But and, yeah, I mean, you should be paying something for your VPN in some way, and then you're solid.
Yeah. But I mean, I think there are a couple of legitimate ones that they do have free accounts, but those are subsidized by the paying accounts. So they are still getting paid somewhere. That doesn't involve collecting your data.
Yeah. And that's the part that's important, is making sure of that. So, this is part of, we talked about privacy, the privacy labels and things before, and hopefully this 1.0 of just making people have them was the first bit, and now the follow-up to that is going to be making sure that they're correct, that they're enforceable, that sort of thing. So we'll see. Yeah.
And as I pointed out, I think this is like, go ahead and read the full report. It's important because, you know, a VPN is usually thought of as a privacy tool, but if they're privacy labels are inaccurate or missing, that's something to be on the lookout for.
Yeah. And that's sort of an alert. And I think as privacy labels and the tracking data and things become less new, it will be more obvious, like, you know, everything's supposed to have this and this doesn't have one, which means the last time it was updated was, you know, more than a year ago or whatever. And that can also be sort of a red flag at some point. So let's talk about, while we're talking about people and their data, let's talk about making some of that data go away.
Yeah, so I learned of this tool. Someone emailed me about it. It is a new one called Redact, and it can help you remove a lot of content, like social media content, from the web. It's currently in beta for Windows and Mac OS. It's free to download and try out. I don't know if it's going to be a paid tool over time. I'm guessing maybe. But it supports a lot of different services. Discord, Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram, Telegram, Reddit, Slack, a whole bunch of different things. So you can... It sounds like you could just connect your accounts to this tool and it can like automatically start scrubbing all your old tweets and photos and chats and all these other sorts of things. So I haven't used this yet, but I will going to be trying it out over this weekend.
Okay. So it's an interesting idea. And I sort of, there's a certain amount of appeal in not having to do this by hand yourself. So I'm into that. And while we're talking about your data and other places having it, we also have a report of what I've decided to refer to as Hungry, Hungry Health Apps.
I wish I would have included that in my headline. So, yeah, this is an examination of other apps. So the first one was from a different company about VPN apps. This one is health and fitness tracking apps. So this website called Supplement Timing, they examined, I don't know how many, but they said they found 27 data types, and they rated these apps 2 points for each type of data they tracked by default and 1 point for types that required your user permission. And, you know, like we said with Vastamo and its mental health, it's not maybe not good that these health apps are also tracking some things. So just to give a few that I mentioned, the app that tracks the most data is a medical app called Maven. And then the fourth hungriest data tracker is Fitbit. And then the top category overall of these apps were nutrition and weight loss apps.
Okay.
So just another thing to be on the lookout for.
Yeah. And I think part of it, particularly with health apps, is that you kind of like, you have to figure out what it is they're tracking for. So like Maven, for example, is health and fertility. So if you're a woman trying to conceive, there's a whole lot of data to be tracked if that's what's happening. If you need to know more about that, that's definitely a different podcast, but I'm here to tell you it's a lot of stuff. So you don't, there are a lot of things to track, but the point of it is to be able to track a whole bunch of things. So, you know, like, nutrition trackers and food trackers and those kinds of things, like those are also going to track a fair amount of data, but it's going to kind of be up to you to sort of do that thing like we've talked about before, again, with your data. You know, why does this particular game want access to my contacts, right? Or access to my camera, like if there's no camera feature in the game. So you kind of have to go through and determine, and it's always a good idea to walk through the defaults when you get those, like quick start or let me walk through config manually. It's always a good idea to walk through it manually just so you know. It's a couple of extra steps right up front, and it makes it very easy to tell what you're up for, what you're getting into. And speaking of getting into stuff, hardly anybody, I think this is going to shock everyone, Andrew, so I hope you're all holding on. I hope everybody's sitting down. People are not hot to get tracked by advertisers.
Surprise, surprise. who would have thought that?
And what will come as a surprise to approximately no one. We have a percentage of people who are not. We have a number of how many people, are not interested.
That's the interesting part. So this is a report from Flurry Analytics, and iOS 14.5 dropped a couple weeks ago. We've mentioned before the whole apps have to ask you if you want to be tracked or not, and it shows only 4% of people have opted in. And I think this is important because as we kind of discussed with Dave, it looks like this setting is turned off by default. So people actually have to dig into settings and, you know, manually click it on if they you know, want to be asked to have their data tracked. Mm-hmm. So they say, in the U.S., that's the number. It's approximately 2-4%. That people opt in, and they say for some international iPhone users, the opt-in rate is about 11-12%.
Okay. Shocker. I think, let me look here at our next story. I'm just getting this in now. Yes. Also, water is wet. So the final bit we want to talk about today and spend a couple of minutes on is, and again, shocker, is Facebook. Because Facebook, there are a couple of things going on with Facebook. So 14.5 has rolled out. 14.5.1 has rolled out, by the way. For people who don't know, if you haven't had another update in the last week, you definitely need to update again. And then, 14.5, 14.5.1, when you try to opt in, Facebook is trying to tell you a story about your data that is not necessarily true.
Yes. So Facebook is one of those companies concerned about, you know, people, not a lot of people opting in. And so they've been displaying a message in the Facebook app, the Instagram app, and it says stuff like, please opt in to, you know, have us track you because it helps make our apps free. And they say, it helps support small businesses, but there is kind of a distinction to be made there. And I pointed this out in my article. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, it's totally true. As we mentioned with the VPN apps, free accounts are usually subsidized by data collection and or advertising. Mm-hmm. But with Facebook, they are going to track you in some way, no matter what. What Apple is doing with app tracking transparency, it just makes it harder for your data to be like tracked across multiple apps and websites. But Facebook is like, they rule their own platforms. So mm-hmm. you're going to be tracked on their when you're using Instagram and Facebook, they're still going to track you no matter what, even if you have turned on, or even if you're not letting them track you with, you know, that one setting. Mm-hmm. So Apple can't really change that part. What they can change, of course, is just how these apps behave on their systems overall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that's the first thing, is that Facebook's trying to say that giving us your data will keep the platform free. First of all, for you, user who gets to see this dialogue box, it's going to always be free. There may be additional things that you will be allowed to pay for, but it's not, that's not what's going to happen. And the other piece, so we talked about there being two things about Facebook. And the first is that screen that comes up. Talk for a minute, Andrew, about what that screen is, what you're actually signing up for or opting out of when you are deciding on that screen, when it comes up and you have to make a decision.
Can you explain that more? When you do see that pop up, you mm-hmm. know, they tell you, you know, you're going to get, by opting into personalized ads, you know, mm-hmm. they say it will keep the service free. That's not really true. I think Facebook will always be free.
Yes.
And, you know, your data is collected and shared across all their advertising partners.
Mm-hmm. But the thing that they're talking about there, particularly, this was the thing that we talked about in our meeting the other day, and that's sort of why I wanted to bring it up, is that part of what that entail, this doesn't mean you're not going to get Facebook advertising. Like, what Facebook was doing with your data already is going to continue to happen. This is what I'm saying. So,
that's the distinction I was making earlier. So it just means that even if you do turn off app tracking transparency and you don't let Facebook ask or track you, they won't be able to, you know, collect your data and track you across other apps other than Facebook, but you'll still be tracked on Facebook and in Instagram itself.
Right. Like, so the thing you're opting out of is not Facebook advertising in this particular case. What you're opting out of is if you play a solitaire game a lot on your phone, Facebook could have access to that data. If they do, they might start advertising decks of cards to you on Facebook. That's the sort of thing that this is supposed to prevent. So opting out of it doesn't mean that your Facebook experience is going to be less advertising or less specific advertising or anything like that. That's the part I think a lot of people have been under the impression that this is going to opt me out of Facebook advertising, and that's not what we're doing. So,
I understand. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'll still see ads. They just may not be as personalized as before.
Right.
So the ads aren't going to disappear entirely.
Right. And they're going to be exactly as specific or unspecific as they were before you said yes or no to this. So if you say no, and there's still going to be a certain amount of it because Facebook has your data that they can use to cater to you. So that's part of the issue. And that's the thing that that I think got lost in the conversation a little bit. So that's why I wanted to make sure we talked about it today.
Yeah, that's another good point.
Because it's subtle but important that we know the differences between the things. Like, Facebook is still mm-hmm. going to advertise. Facebook is still using your data to create those ads. And what's actually happening is that it's just not going to be able to scoop that data out of other apps. So that'll be it. Mm-hmm. So that's going to do it for us today. Jam-packed show. If you have tips for us or if you have other stuff you want to have us talk about, you can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. I will point out, I'm hoping to have a listener mailbag episode soon so that we can address your concerns and talk to you about it, give you a shout out on the show for writing in. So please do so. I cannot believe in 2021 I am asking people to please email me, but that's exactly what's happening. So anyway, that's going to do it for us. Andrew, thanks so much for coming by.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and have a good weekend, everyone.
Andrew's still weirded out that I'm asking for people to email me too. So am I. We're going to go deal with this, and everybody have a great weekend. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I'll talk to all of you on Monday. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.